Welcome to Kelby One-on-One, 10 questions with Larry Becker. Hi, I'm Scott Bourne, your host, and today I have the great pleasure of talking to Mr. Larry Becker. You might recognize him from his numerous stints on the Photoshop World stage, from all the classes he teaches at Kelby One. He is a guy who's been around the business forever, and he's got a lot to offer. Thanks for being on the show, Larry.
Truly happy to be here, Scott.
Hey, good. Now, right off the bat, I just want to say Larry's from the Lakeland, Florida area. He is a master at two things that I'm aware of. Number one, he's a great master of ceremonies. He's often on stage introducing people. We'll talk about that in a second. He's also very good with video. So right off the bat, the first question I have for you today, Larry, is talk about your work with video and what you're trying to teach photographers to do that maybe they're not doing.
Yeah. So what I've discovered is that there is a little bit of a hole in the marketplace in as much as photographers are finding there's a lot of competition from recent college grads who get a Walmart camera and go out and try and shoot. And so that's frustrating to pro and enthusiast photographers to compete with that. I'm trying to give them an extra tool by teaching them the very simplest form of video. And so that's in a nutshell what I'm doing these days.
And you're not talking about, you know, hiring a jib operator and, you know, makeup people and four camera switchers, are you?
Exactly. There are already video companies in every market in the country that are doing that. And so what I'm trying to do is help DSLR owners understand that you've already got the gear. And if you understand lighting and you even have some constant lights, all you need to do is add a $30 microphone to that mix. And then if you know just a few things, you know, a couple of settings and some tips and tricks that I teach, then it's fairly easy to go ahead and create very professional looking video that doesn't have a lot of overhead expense, that doesn't have those big teams like you mentioned. And it's a good way for photographers to add something simple to their mix and make a whole lot more money. So instead of going out and shooting the local clinic headshots where you get 50 people to sit down in front of a standard background, you do that same thing, get the 50 people to sit down, but then you take the top three people at the clinic and you get them to talk on camera for 3 or 4 minutes apiece, and then you charge hundreds more because you're giving them talking head videos in addition to the still shots, the headshots. You give them great talking head videos that they can use in social media and their website.
And everybody pretty much has a camera today, Larry, that shoots really good video. In fact, I have a $2,000 camera that shoots 4K video. 10 years ago, 4K video was like a dream.
Yeah, absolutely. But don't think that you have to have the 4K video
enabled. No, you don't even need that, do you?
Yeah.
Most websites can't support it.
Oh, exactly. You're exactly right. What I tell most people is go ahead and shoot at 1080p, but then master your finished video down to 720p, which is standard definition, high definition. I know that sounds kind of funny, but you don't even need the 1080p because most of the stuff that's out there on the web is 720p is fine. And in fact, I was teaching this presentation at Tampa Area Professional Photographers, and one of the people that I met said he's a stringer for ESPN. And ESPN camera guys doing the pro stuff for the network in the field shoot 720 in the field.
Wow, that's just great to know. This is fantastic stuff because it drives me crazy that we all have video and we don't know what to do about it. Now, are there classes about this on the Kelby One Network?
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of interesting. I met with Justin Wojak. Now, Justin taught at Photoshop World this past year where I met him. Brilliant wedding shooter who also is a wedding videographer. He, for a lot of years, people would ask him, do you do video too? And he'd always say no. And now he says yes, and he's great at it. And Scott saw the attraction there, and Scott Kelby did, and asked Justin to do a class on that. And so I don't think it's live yet, but I know that it's been filmed recently. Justin was a guest on The Grid with Scott, and I had breakfast with him because when he was in town, he said, hey, I'm coming in town. And I said, I got to meet up with you and catch up on what all you're doing. And the interesting thing is, it may sound like we're teaching the same thing, which we are. How, as a still photographer, do you start shooting video? I would be absolutely incapable of teaching wedding photographers how to shoot wedding videos. Not my wheelhouse at all. But I teach people how to do it for small businesses. I teach portrait photographers how to add video with a lockdown camera on a tripod and no camera moves. And Justin is doing the handheld stuff. So to answer your question, yeah, Justin has a class that's in production now. It'll be released, I believe, very soon on the Kelby website, and you got to look for that stuff. Justin is a master at what he does.
Larry, when you talk about these lockdown camera, you know, 3-4 minute shoots where you add some video to your jobs, and then, of course, everybody needs that because most businesses want something for Facebook, Twitter, etc. How do you go about editing this? What tools do you recommend?
Well, personally, I use ScreenFlow. And the reason I do is because I've been using ScreenFlow for a lot of years to do video capture of classes. So when I'm teaching software like Photoshop or some of the Canon digital processing software, and I've done these classes at the Kelby Studios using ScreenFlow. ScreenFlow is a great tool. It actually does green screen. I can put in the video of me or whoever my clients are talking on camera, and I edit it that way. So my answer is ScreenFlow. On the other hand, there are classes at Kelby One to teach simple video editing using Photoshop. And a friend of mine, who I did this presentation for teaching at a camera club, his name is Kevin Newsom, great photographer, event photographer for Photoshop World a couple years back at Vegas. And Kevin sent me an email and he said, "Hey, I was really inspired by your talk. I did my own promotional videos of me. I edited them in Photoshop with some classes that I watched on Kelby One."
Yeah. Now, let me tell you something. I'm so excited about this because I use ScreenFlow to edit.
Oh, it's a tremendous application.
It's super easy. That's the thing I like about it. And what I wanted to get the answer from, because here's what people tell me when I talk about video. Oh, it's too hard to edit. You don't have to learn Final Cut. You don't even have to learn Premiere Pro. There are tools available, like you said, Photoshop, Screen. These are not expensive programs. I'm so glad that you're teaching this, Larry. It's really important.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I absolutely think that. The ScreenFlow angle, I mean, now granted, that's Mac only, but the ScreenFlow thing is so incredibly easy. And one of the things that I love about ScreenFlow, and you'll know this, any edit you make, you don't have to wait for a render to happen for you to watch the video back and see what you just did. And that was one of the frustrating things. I ran when I was at Kelby One full time. And by the way, I still do so many things with Kelby One. But when I was there full time, I ran a batch of 8 or 9 video professionals. And some of my guys would, you know, take hours and hours and hours just to get a little piece together, because then they had to not only put it together, but render it. And it was necessary for that high level, full blown production. But for simple, straightforward, smaller productions and things like what I do, ScreenFlow is plenty capable, and I can actually edit faster than any of the quote unquote high level pros using the full blown applications.
Well, you've taught a ton of Kelby One classes on various cameras. Just for fun, I want to ask you, what are a couple of the favorite cameras that you've taught the how-to videos for on Kelby One?
You know, that's a tough thing. I have been a full-time Nikon shooter over the years, and I've migrated over to Canon. I'm a full-time Canon shooter. I have favorites with all of them, and I respect all of them. So that's kind of like saying, what's your favorite car? You know, I can have a favorite car, and I love driving around in my Nissan 350Z when I had that. But that doesn't mean I think Nissan is better than Honda. Right. Honda has some great cars. I say that because I love what I get out of my Canon. I love what my friends get out of their Nikons and Sony products. And while Canon is my choice, and there are reasons that I like Canon for video a little bit more than some of the others, when it comes to just what's your favorite camera, that's a really tough one, because it's more like features. Yeah. I did all those reviews for so many years at B&H Photo, and I got my hands on all these cameras, and people would say, "Larry, you're always positive about all the cameras that you review." And I would counter and say, "No, I always find the things I like about the cameras, and I say those things, and then I'll ding the things that I don't love and go at it that way." So You can't corner me.
Well, listen, I just thought I would try. And the good news is all these cameras are so good these days compared to 30 years ago that you really can't go wrong.
No question.
Now, I just want to really quickly finish up. You do a lot of like emceeing work. You're on the stage a lot. How do you get those gigs and what prepares you for that skill? Because you have a great voice. You have a great stage presence. Is that something people can learn?
Thank you. Yeah, you know, I think as much as anything, I was at the right place at the right time for a number of these. But my very first job out of college was for 4.5 years, I worked for United Way, a charitable organization. And I drove around my community and I was doing presentations, 7, 8, 10 minute presentations about United Way. So 100 times, 150 times a year, I was in front of crowds of 3 people or 20 people. And I was talking about something that I cared about, which is United Way and charitable organizations in my community. So that's where I got my start in front of people. And then my friends, Jim Workman and Scott Kelby, had a business that they allowed me to help them with Photoshop World. And I just kind of ran with it. I wasn't an employee then. I was just helping them. And so if somebody said something silly, I would have fun in replying and responding to that. And it just kind of smoothly came together where I've been able to do that. And then some people that saw me do that invited me to do some other things. So I've hosted National Association of Broadcasters Convention. And it just, as much as anything, it's just been a natural progression in parallel with the rest of my career.
Very cool. Well, listen, Larry, where can people find out more about what you do when they're not listening to the Kelby 101 podcast or on Kelby 101? Do you have a website, social media, et cetera?
Yeah, the one place that you can go and see most of what I'm doing right now is LarryBecker.tv. So that's where my stuff is. But then I'm also on Facebook and I'm being pushed to get back to Instagram. So I'm going to get back there. On Twitter, I'm Becker Biz, Becker B-I-Z. So those are a couple places you can find me.
Hey, very good. And so glad you're able to join us for the Kelby 101 podcast. Wish you all the best, and we hope that you all enjoyed this. And thanks for listening.